What's up, Brad? How are you?
Doing super, and I appreciate you taking a little time out of your busy schedule to investigate what's in the fridge of the genius Michael Alfano.
Number one, the celebrity must be running low on the scale.
Well,
think that, but
it's a slow burn, then, Michael. It's a slow burn.
And then genius. I don't know both those words in the same sentence.
Yeah. Well, it happens. It happens with a guy who's been in business for over 30 years, and not just any business. Like you'll see at hits96.com, he's in show business for 30-plus years.
Well, we've been doing it.
Let's start with the comedy catch. How's the new space going? How's life with the choo-choo?
Outstanding. We're really pleased. The numbers are good. The atmosphere is great. The growth of 14th Street is going to be really big as that gets repaved this spring. So we're excited.
Here's what's important is that you guys, comedy and comedy rooms are all about what the room feels like. What is the aura of the room that the comic is standing in? It helps the entire feeling of the show that you're watching. I would argue maybe the exact same thing goes for refrigerators.
That's interesting. My refrigerator is always active, that's for sure.
It's very active. But Michael, as we investigate your refrigerator, we see a few things that are going on that we'd like to talk to you about in this week's edition of Hey Celebrity, What's in Your Fridge?
Hey Celebrity, What's in Your Fridge?
Let's start with your classic double door design and not the trendier French door style. Why choose the double door design? Michael Alfano.
That's what was left in the condo.
Left in the condo. Okay. Good pick.
And now, stainless steel, which drives me crazy because you can't keep the streaks off of it.
He's not a stainless steel fan, internally.
That's that OCD in me.
What would you choose if not the stainless steel?
That's funny. Somebody asked me that the other day. I don't know. Go back to the old ceramic.
He is a classic man. He wants to keep it clean, much like his comedy. The man prefers clean comedy. Let's not lie to each other.
All right, so what else did you notice?
We noticed that one side of your refrigerator is more active than the other side of your refrigerator. We're talking about your freezer selection, sir. Freezer selection, as detailed by intern Alex, is an absolute work of art. The Sistine Chapel of pre-prepared frozen dishes.
That is the bachelor's buffet.
The bachelor's buffet. So you learn a lot about a person when you open up their fridge. You even have works of art from Michelangelo, and we're talking about Michelangelo's chicken piccata.
Oh, yeah, that's some good stuff.
Isn't it? Describe the Michelangelo chicken piccata, sir.
Oh, it's lemony and chickeny, and actually for a frozen meal, it's very good. Michelangelo's really good. I like Bartolucci, I think is the name. There's a couple of good names out there. P.F. Chang's, when it comes to Chinese, P.F. Chang's can't beat that.
Okay. You seem to have all the legendary chefs in your freezer. Tostino, Mrs. Paul, Gordon Bertoli, and Paul Newman. The legends of comedy meet the legendary legends of food, all in Michael Alfano's world.
You should see my dry pantry. Soups from all over the world.
I can't wait to 2016. Hey, Celebrity, What's in Your Dry Pantry?
There you go.
Let's go to your condiment selection. Intern Alex says it is the most amazing and impressive condiment selection ever featured on Hey, Celebrity, What's in Your Fridge?
Well, I'll tell you, one of my weaknesses is I do salad dressing shooters.
Salad dressing shooters? Ooh, do explain salad dresser shooters. We've never heard anything
like this
before.
Pretty self-explanatory.
Uh-huh.
Get some good salad dressing you like.
Uh-huh.
Shot glass. Turn it up.
Well, no, wait a second.
You're not spiking it with anything?
No, just straight salad dressing shooters as a late night snack.
This man is living on the edge, my friend.
Well, you're in the mood for your salad, but don't want to deal with lettuce.
Has ever done this in the history of mankind. You are a renegade, Michael Alfano. You're a trailblazer. And do you have people that, like, join in on this weird sort of cult that you've created?
Actually, it was a well-kept secret till just now.
Okay.
Nobody knows of that weakness.
Hey, Celebrity, What's in Your Fridge exclusive. Michael Alfano does shooters of salad dressing. This is a big deal.
And he skips all that bad stuff for you, like the lettuce or spinach or carrots. He skips all that bad stuff. He goes right for the good stuff.
Go straight for the dressing.
All right, and finally, we're going to wrap up Hey, Celebrity, What's in Your Fridge with a war that's been raging in the Hey, Celebrity, What's in Your Fridge world for years. You have varieties of pickles. Now, as a pickle fan, I adore pickles. Pickles, and the question is posed to you, Michael Alfano, are pickles a condiment?
To me, they're a side.
Really?
And now, my question to you is, what's your favorite type of pickle?
I like a very spicy garlic pickle.
Bread and butter. bread and butter pickles all the way.
This is where me and you, we just live different lives, Michael, because bread and butter is an aberration of the pickle. It is a hideous monster of the pickle family.
Okay, I wouldn't argue that. It is an insult to cucumbers, but it is sweet and buttery. Uh-huh. Now, my second favorite would be garlic spears. Yeah.
Yes, I'm a big garlic spear fan, and you can't make them hot enough for me. I like a hot garlic spear. That is what I'm into.
I also like roasted peppers right out of the jar with roasted garlic in them.
Hey, Michael Alfano, you are our initial participant in 2016's Hey Celebrity, What's in Your Fridge? We appreciate the time to open up your fridge and your heart here on Hits 96. You will go down in the annuals of the Hall of Fame and Hey Celebrity, What's in Your Fridge? We appreciate it as always, sir.
Take care, gentlemen.
All right, thank you.
Hey Celebrity, what's in your fridge?